I'm gonna step out.
Okay, sure. Did anybody check in after that? No?
No. Conrad has stepped away.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At 10:40, so she won't be partaking in this next case. Keep my agenda. Case number 2, 22-615. Identify yourself and either identify your witness or have him identify himself.
Yes, I am John Grasso, GRASSO, for the issuing authority. With me is Officer Ryan Cardamus of the Stratford Police Department.
And that is K-A-R-D-A-M-I-S.
Okay, so one more,
K-A-R-D-A-M-I-S.
Thank you.
Okay, counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, thank you. This matter involves a serious incident on a residential street of Stratford on December 28th of 2021 involving an altercation and a discharge of a firearm by the appellant and the exercise of very poor judgment. That's the reason that the matter is before the board today.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. Good morning, members of the board. I look forward to you guys hearing my case and me presenting my facts to you. In the event that you needed some additional paperwork, I have character letters. I have information regarding the dismissal of these charges that the gentleman just spoke about. And just look forward to hearing your fair and honest opinion about the matter before you. Thank you.
Counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you. Officer Cardamus, did you respond to the scene of an incident in a residential area of Stratford on the morning of December 28th, 2021?
Correct.
You did?
I did.
Okay. What was the nature of this incident?
So I was initially dispatched for a verbal altercation between two gentlemen, one being the appellant here today. Both parties called 911, and both parties did in fact say that there was a round fired off from a firearm as a result of the verbal altercation.
What did your investigation at the scene reveal?
Upon arriving on scene, I both spoke to both parties. Both parties said there was some sort of verbal altercation regarding two males walking their dogs. Both parties said that as a result of the verbal altercation, they kind of went their separate ways. The appellant put his dogs away and came back out of his residence and restarted a verbal altercation. At the end of that, the appellant stated to me on body camera and to other officers that he feared for his life and fired off a single round into the air.
Well, let me slow you down just a bit. So you arrive at the scene, correct?
Correct.
Were there two males present at the scene?
There was.
Okay. Was one of those persons the appellant here today?
Correct.
Did you speak to both of them?
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk about what the other person said to you. And let me ask you, were there any dogs in the mix here?
Correct. Each male on scene had a dog.
Okay. A dog or more than one dog?
As I recall correctly, the other male had a single dog, and the appellant had a few dogs.
Okay. What did the other male tell you went down?
The other male stated that there was a verbal altercation that never turned physical about something along the lines of dogs interfering with each other. The other male stated that they went their separate ways. As a result, the appellant went his separate way into his house that was nearby, came back out with none of the dogs, and kind of rekindled the fire between the two males, and as a result, fired a single shot into the air.
Now, what time of day was this?
It was roughly sometime between 10:30 and 10:40. If I reference my report, it was exactly, I was dispatched at 09:37 hours.
Okay. So, morning.
Correct.
Now, December 28th, just after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year?
Correct. I also referenced in my report that it was Christmas break for schools, so there's nearby people walking and kids outside at that time.
What did the appellant in particular have to say to you that morning?
The appellant stated along the lines of what the other male said. There was a verbal disagreement between the two. They both went their separate ways, came back out, and the verbal argument reensued. The appellant stated he feared for his life, and that is why he fired off one single shot from his legally registered Glock 19.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, the shot was fired after the appellant reemerged from his home?
That is correct.
Okay. Did either one of them tell you what they were arguing, what words were spoken?
Neither one of them said exactly what the argument insisted of. They just said it started and restarted regarding the dogs being walked.
Was a casing found?
A single casing was recovered on scene.
What caliber?
9mm.
Was the appellant arrested?
Correct.
Was the other male arrested?
No, sir.
Thank you. No further questions for you.
Sir, do you have any questions of the officer?
There's some discrepancies that I would like to present when I get my turn to talk.
Does the board have any questions? Colonel?
Officer, you stated, I believe, that you said the appellant feared for his life or felt that he was in danger. That's why he fired the single shot. Did he articulate what actions the complainant did to make him feel threatened?
No, sir. It was both the appellant and the other male stated that it only stayed verbal. There was no physical altercation a part of that.
But the appellant stated to you he fired the round because he was in fear of his safety, correct?
Correct.
But did he articulate what made him in fear of his safety to you?
Not that I could recall.
That's all I have.
I actually have the same type of question. Usually there's I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to send my dog after you, I'm going to do something to make someone claim to be in fear of their life. You don't have anything like that, just a statement from the appellant that he was in fear for his life?
Not that I recall.
Just have a follow-up.
You have a question?
Just a follow-up.
Okay.
Were both parties cooperative at the scene?
Correct.
And did the appellant still have his firearm when you arrived?
When I arrived, the appellant gave the firearm to another responding officer, okay, who then cleared it, made it safe, and kept it in his vehicle until he transported inside to evidence.
And this was like mid-morning?
Correct. Dispatch at 09:37 hours.
You know how the appellant carried the firearm from his house back out to the scene?
I do not recall that. All I recall is that the appellant had the firearm in a DeSantis nylon black holster.
The holster was on his hip, or?
When I arrived on scene, the holster and or the firearm was inside that holster already previously given to another officer on scene.
And what were the charges, if you recall?
Yeah, you don't have to look, if you recall.
So the charges were, there was four charges total. One was threatening first. One was breach of peace, one was unlawful discharge of a firearm, and the fourth, I would have to refer to my report.
Other questions? Seeing none, counsel, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I don't.
Sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Yes. All right, so on the morning of December 28th, I was walking my dogs. I had four. I keep hearing three. I had four dogs. I walked the dogs. This gentleman, I live very close to proximity to the city of Bridgeport. It was around that time, there was a lot of uptick in crime, home invasions, burglaries, assaults. And in my neighborhood, two people that I know neighbor-wise were assaulted by someone who actually, to me, resembled this person. I have ring cameras and everything. I come out of my home, I'm walking my dogs, I come into this area of, it's like a crosswalk intersection of my home. I'm across the street from my home, it's an intersection. The gentleman's walking up to me, he's already looking like there's something wrong. And prior to this, and they're saying that I went back to my house to get a firearm or something like that, that is not correct. I was walking, I had a concealed carry permit, and I was walking my dogs with my permit because of the uptick in crime. Walking my dogs, I see this gentleman approach me, he's belligerent, saying something under his breath. It smelled of alcohol to me. He just said something along the lines of, get out of my way, watch where you're going with all those dogs. I was like, okay, no problem, sir. Let me just move out of your way. Upon moving out of the way, one of his dogs kind of like nipped at mine, and there were words that were exchanged. I was like, you know what, let me just put them away. And he just starts with the cursing and the threatening, you know, I'll kick your whatever, I'll do this, I'll do that. I'm like, you know what, I live in this community. Let me just put the dogs away. We can have a conversation. He stays outside of my house, continuously screaming to the sky of what he's going to do. Bring the dogs inside, come back out of my home to address this, because I live in Stratford, but I work in New York City, so I travel far distances. My wife is disabled, I have a disabled daughter, and I didn't want to have someone just loose walking around threatening me and my family, and I'm not there to protect them. So I was like, let me just put the dogs away, we can have a conversation, we can squash this. Bring the dogs inside, come outside to speak to the gentleman. Gentleman is still belligerent, irate. I'm like, okay, this is not going anywhere. Let me just walk away from this guy. And he continues, I'm going to kick your whatever. I'm going to come back over here, watch. So I'm the one, if you look at the reports, I'm the one that called 911. I called 911. We get into it continuously because I'm trying to walk away from him. I'm in front of my neighbor's house whose son mows my lawn. So he's outside watching this whole thing. And I'm not sure if he called 911 on my behalf as well. But we're continuous with the altercation verbally. He gets this close to my face and tells me, you don't know who I am. I can come back. I can shoot this whole house up. I can do this, that, and the third. And I said, sir, can you just please get out of my face? You're making me very uncomfortable. As you can see, I am carrying a firearm. Please get out of my face and stop threatening me. I'm going to walk away now. He refused to get out of my face. He stood in my face, came up this close to me. He's reaching in his pocket. I don't know if he's carrying anything or not, weapon, what have you. So I did, and looking back on it, I did make a mistake, and I own up to that, and I take accountability for that. I took out my registered firearm, and I fired a shot in the air and told him to back up. At that point, I called 911 again, and I said that I discharged my firearm. I had called you guys prior, and no one arrived. I discharged my firearm. I'm going to stay on scene until you guys, get here. When the police get there, I handed my firearm to the officer that he was indicating. I spoke to them. I told them I was in fear of my life, and was arrested. I've never been arrested before in my life. I'm a school teacher for special needs students. My dad is retired law enforcement and military. Never been in trouble before in my life. This person, you know, I have a lawyer defend me and everything in court. Everything was dismissed. This person has charges like that are this high, and I don't even know why he was on the street, to be honest with you. That's neither here nor there, but he does have a criminal record. The things that I have presented for you are my character letters, and I do have a bunch of files on this person who is walking around in my neighborhood acting like this. And when I said I was in fear for my life, I tell you I was in fear for my life. I have documentation if the board would like to see that about the person's character. I have my character letters and about this person who was arrested and does have extensive criminal record. No, sir. Yeah.
Did you get the letter from the board stating that any evidence needed to be submitted to us?
I did, but it was 2 days prior to the. I have it self-addressed. I mean,
you got the letter 2 days before.
The letter stating the facts from this part, but my character letters I do have, in case you guys did want to see that.
for clarification, you got the letter from the hearing?
Actually, I made a mistake. That letter was actually this letter stating, 2 days ago, stating that... it was just someone that filled out this part of the question. It was a questionnaire. That's what I got 2 days ago. That's what I meant to say.
That's the issue authority questionnaire that they sent.
Sorry about that.
But the letter from us stated we needed any evidence.
Yes, I turned in all of that, but I just brought additional character letters just for the board's reference and for this person. Because in that paperwork, it said, you know, it wasn't supposed to be hearsay. And when I have this person's information, like, I didn't know if that was going to be considered hearsay or not. So I was like, let me just bring it just in case.
Okay. Well, being that nobody has it, we're not going to entertain that evidence today.
Okay.
Did you have anything else to say?
That was it. Other than I was granted accelerated rehabilitation, everything was squared away. Again, not an issue while I was there. Everything was dismissed against me. And like I said, I'm a productive member of society. I've never been in trouble with the law before in my life. I wasn't fair in my life. Do I regret the decision of firing my firearm? Yes, I do. Would I ever entertain doing anything like that again? No, I would not. And, you know, just, I own up to what I did, and I would never make that mistake again.
Cross counsel.
Thank you. Sir, if I understand you correctly, you, after encountering this fellow,
yes,
you went into your home. Correct?
My dogs were barking, yes, and I was okay. Like, let me just get the dogs inside, so.
Did you then call 911?
I called 911 when I was outside with him, and then again after I discharged my firearm. So okay. It was two calls that I made.
Okay, so you called 911 before entering your home?
Yes, and I came back outside assuming that they would be there so I could speak to them and let them know what had happened.
Oh, okay. Now, when you came back out of your home,
yes,
you were armed.
I was armed the whole time. I had a concealed carry permit.
Okay.
When I was walking my dogs, I was armed when I was walking my dogs.
So you came back outside.
After putting the dogs in. Yes.
Did not wait for police to arrive.
I was actually, when I went back outside, I was waiting for the police to come.
You didn't think that the police would come to your door?
There's been times, there's been wild parties in my neighborhood. I call the police. They don't come sometimes. So even if they do, I would like to be outside to explain, you know, I'm the property owner here, and I'm the one that called.
Okay. So you left your home.
Yes.
You were in the safety of your home.
I mean, the gentleman was still outside screaming, so I don't know how safe that was at that point.
When you say outside?
He was outside of my property.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Outside of my home, directly.
Okay. But you opted to go back out?
To wait for the police, yes.
Okay. To wait for the police.
Yes. I also told him that I was going to have a conversation with him to try to squash this because he was outside of my home screaming that he was going to kill me and my family and make all, he was making terroristic threats. And I did say that day that the police arrived. That's why when the officer was talking, you know, like I was shaking my head. There were some discrepancies in what he was saying.
So here's a threatening person out on the street.
Yes, with my disabled wife in my house and my disabled daughter in my house.
And you decided to take the fight back outside to
him? It wasn't a fight, sir. I went
back
outside to wait for the police.
To him?
Mm-hmm. And to de-escalate the situation because, as I said, he was screaming at the top of his lungs about how he was going to do this, that, and the third to me and my family.
So you thought you were going to talk him down?
I mean, at the time, like I said, I did go out there assuming that I was going to try to squash that situation with him and wait for the police, but looking back on it, I should have waited in the house. You're right. I was just in fear of what he was going to do, considering what he was saying that day.
Explain to us, please,
yes,
why you fired your pistol.
The gentleman was making threats to me. He got directly into my fingers about this close. I could feel his breath.
Like, he wasn't on your property. You were now.
We were outside.
The street.
It's not my property per se, but if it's snowing, I have to shovel that. So I mean, it's kind of semantics at this point. But he was directly in front of my home, sir. On the sidewalk, on the Canaan side of my home.
Did he call 911? 911?
He called 911 after I had called. So I was the first one. I called twice, remember. So the second time I had called, then he called.
Now, you were out walking dogs, correct?
Yes, my dogs.
How many dogs?
It was four dogs, not three. It says three there, but it was four dogs.
Oh. And how many dogs was this fellow walking?
He had one. Okay.
Now, when you first encountered him,
yes.
When the first, what was the, talking about now when you first encountered
when him? When I first saw him. Like, as I said, I was outside
but
walking
the dog. We don't have a question yet, guys. Okay. Can you listen and wait for the question?
When you first encountered, you're both out on the street, passing in different directions?
He was coming towards me.
Okay. So you were walking in different directions?
Mm-hmm. I was by a fire hydrant and he was coming towards me.
Did the dogs mix it up at all?
After he came towards me, one of his dogs made contact with one.
What kind of dogs were you walking with?
I have Shiba Inus. They're a small toy breed. And I'm not sure what he had.
Did his dog bite or nip at one of yours?
Very close. And that's pretty much how everything started.
Okay. And your testimony is that all the fighting words, so to speak, were spoken by him?
Yes. And I did say back, you know, like, listen, it doesn't have to be like this. I did say that. You know, I tried to de-escalate it several times.
Had you ever seen this man before?
Never seen him before. And like I said, there was a bunch of assaults and home invasions and things of that nature. And I'm not a police officer, but I don't know. I've never seen this person before.
And you've submitted some material to the board.
Yes.
You submitted, you submitted to the board a letter from your attorney,
yes.
Dated March 27, 2023,
yes.
Telling you that your case was dismissed.
Yes.
And you submitted to the board a copy of record from the Superior Court showing that charges against you, to include the charge of threatening in the first degree, were dismissed upon your completion of accelerated rehabilitation.
Correct.
No other questions for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Does the board have questions for the appellant? Colonel.
Have you seen this individual in your neighborhood before?
After the fact, not before, and then
at the time of the incident.
At the time of the incident, I've never seen this gentleman before.
So at the time of the incident, were you aware of his criminal history?
No, I was not.
So at the time of the incident, that his criminal history and things would not have come into play regarding your decision.
What
to
he did. What he did say, I'm so sorry. Yeah. What he did say was, you don't know who I am. You don't know who I'm connected to. You don't know who I know and things like that. It made me feel.
Why don't you let me answer? Could you please allow me? So at the time of the incident, you were not aware of his criminal history, correct?
After he made certain threats, I was concerned about who he was as a person.
So I'm going to ask the question the third time. Right? At the time of the incident, were you aware of his criminal history?
No.
Thank you. And when was the first time you called 911? Was that when you had the initial
when we were outside, when I was the initial.
And you're heading back into your house?
I had my phone on me as well, right before I went back in the house.
You called 911?
Mm-hmm. Because of how belligerent he was acting.
Yep, brought the four dogs in.
Yep.
And you testified you went back out to see if you could
De-escalate
and stuff.
And wait for the police as well.
Right. Yeah, you said that during the cross. That was the only questions I had.
Other questions? Chief?
Were you successful at de-escalating the situation?
No, I guess not.
I have a very important question.
Yes.
The round you fired into the air.
Yes.
Where did it end up?
The grass right in front of where the police actually ended up coming. I actually showed one of the police officers where it was.
How were you holding the gun when you fired?
I pulled it out, shot it straight into the air.
So you're saying it fell right in the same spot?
No, not in the same spot. It was in the grass of where I was standing. So
did you see it hit the ground?
I saw it hit the ground. That's why I was able to tell one of the officers where it was.
Are you confused between the brass casing and the actual lead?
I'm talking about
the casing. Bullet. I'm talking about the casing. Yeah. No, I did not see the bullet.
Okay. What are you thinking about?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it went in the grass somewhere. I'm sure it went up and then back down. But depending on where, I'm not sure.
Think it hit a building?
I mean, there's no buildings there where I was.
Well, you're firing at an angle. Look how the bullet could travel quite a ways.
You're right. But there's where it's a residential area.
Do you think it hit a person?
No.
Why do you say no?
Time of day, there was no one really out. You know, like it was just me and this person at that time.
I guess my point is you have no idea.
I don't.
Right. And this board has seen cases where similar incidents have actually hit people.
Yes.
It's been very, very funny. Thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
It's just like the board to just hear what I had to say and just take that into consideration. Just know the fact that I've never been in trouble with the law before, during, prior, after. I'm a productive member of society. I'm a special education teacher. I do a lot for my community and my church. I'm a member of Holy Name of Jesus Church. I have letters from them stating about my community outreach and things of that nature. And I really wasn't fearful for my life, but would I make that same choice over again? No, I would not.
Counsel?
The issuing authority took note of the fact that neither in his questionnaire nor in his letter to the board did the appellant acknowledge his own poor judgment or take any responsibility for his own actions. Upon hearing my opening comments, we have heard the appellant reluctantly admit that he might do things differently next time. But the fact is that in the record that was submitted for the board's consideration, he didn't do that. And in the circumstances, the issuing authority maintains that that it should prevail.
Brief factual.
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is based on an incident that occurred in December of 2021 in Stratford. Stratford Police Department was dispatched to initially a verbal argument or a complaint of a verbal argument in which a firearm was discharged. Two males had been walking the dog. There was an interaction between two of the dogs, which escalated into a verbal argument between the complainant and the appellant. The appellant, who had four dogs at the time, brought his dogs into the house, disengaged with the complainant, called 911 due to his concern about the other party's behavior. Appellant testified the other person was yelling, screaming, threatening him. The appellant went back outside. His testimony was to wait for the police and try and de-escalate the argument with the other person. That argument continued, verbal argument continued, to the point that the appellant felt he was in fear of his life because of the complainant or the other party's close proximity, came right up into his face. At that point, he drew a firearm and fired one round into the air. The appellant was arrested on multiple charges, threatening, unlawful discharge, others. Yeah. He applied and was successfully granted and went through the AR program.
Comments by the board?
I think that we've seen a lot of cases where these interactions escalate quickly and judgment becomes important, and it just appears you had the opportunity to go back to the house, call the police and wait by going back outside and re-engaging. Directly led to a round being fired, and that can go any which way, which we've seen before too, so that'll go with the way I vote today.
Other comments? Just to have it on the record, the biggest issue we have I mean, besides the fact you had the opportunity to stay in your house and wait for the police to come after you had called them, was we don't know where the bullet went, and we usually don't know where the bullet goes when you fire a warning shot. That's not the purpose of a firearm. So that will be influencing my decision. So we'll start down the other end. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue with her.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Issue authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
And Dr. Conrad wasn't here, so we'll pass on her.
No, but I didn't hear the opening statement, so I'm recusing myself.
Dr. Conrad has recused, and chair votes issuing authority. So that is 4-1 in favor of issuing authority.